Task 1. Read the instructions and the task carefully.
Speaker A.
My mother and I were travelling on Highway 54 northbound when we saw one bright orange sphere turn into two, then three, and then four in a horizontal line. Then they blinked off one by one, then blinked back on again, and then off again. The spheres were to the left of our vehicle and seemed to be suspended pretty low and looked large up in the sky. Then we saw one orange sphere flying at a higher altitude and at a much higher rate of speed, followed by an airplane flying at a much slower speed. The sphere approached the west horizon, blinked and went out of sight. The plane pursued it until that moment and flew in circles after the sphere disappeared. I was pretty sure they were spaceships and not something made by our military.
Speaker B. I have a window that faces out towards the north. I always look at the sky, and at different times over the last few weeks, I've seen strange lights over the airspace where planes come into Reno Airport. This time the light was way lower than the stars in the sky. As I watched this and really focused on it, I realized that the object was spinning. I got the feeling that it was watching something, as it seemed to move very slowly in a sweeping pattern. I watched it do a few sweeps of the area, and after about 10 minutes, it just stopped flashing. I wish I had woken up my wife so she could have watched it with me. It was incredible. Speaker C.
I was driving along the motorway one day when I noticed six orange lights moving in formation in the sky just off the side of the highway. They appeared to be gliding at a slow rate. My hubby and I observed these lights for approximately 5 minutes or more. Several other cars pulled over on the side of the highway in that area as well. The lights faded out of sight one at a time, beginning with the one at the tip of the V-shaped formation. I was able to take a picture with my cell phone shortly before the lights started disappearing. It was such an amazing sight that we nearly missed our flight. I don't think the check-in staff would have believed that we saw unidentified flying objects. Listen to the recording once again.
Speaker A.
My mother and I were travelling on Highway 54 northbound when we saw one bright orange sphere turn into two, then three, and then four in a horizontal line. Then they blinked off one by one, then blinked back on again, and then off again. The spheres were to the left of our vehicle and seemed to be suspended pretty low and looked large up in the sky. Then we saw one orange sphere flying at a higher altitude and at a much higher rate of speed, followed by an airplane flying at a much slower speed. The sphere approached the west horizon, blinked and went out of sight. The plane pursued it until that moment and flew in circles after the sphere disappeared. I was pretty sure they were spaceships and not something made by our military.
Speaker B. I have a window that faces out towards the north. I always look at the sky, and at different times over the last few weeks, I've seen strange lights over the airspace where planes come into Reno Airport. This time the light was way lower than the stars in the sky. As I watched this and really focused on it, I realized that the object was spinning. I got the feeling that it was watching something, as it seemed to move very slowly in a sweeping pattern. I watched it do a few sweeps of the area, and after about 10 minutes it just stopped flashing. I wish I'd woken up my wife so she could have watched it with me. It was incredible. Speaker C.
I was driving along the motorway one day when I noticed 6 orange lights moving in formation in the sky just off the side of the highway. They appeared to be gliding at a slow rate. My hubby and I observed these lights for approximately 5 minutes or more. Several other cars pulled over on the side of the highway in that area as well. The lights faded out of sight one at a time, beginning with the one at the tip of the V-shaped formation. I was able to take a picture with my cell phone shortly before the light started disappearing. It was such an amazing sight that we nearly missed our flight. I don't think the check-in staff would have believed that we saw unidentified flying objects.